Maseches Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, 6-6. The previous Mishnah had discussed a certain upper limit regarding the number of different sheaves consecutively overlooked, which could be Shecha. Now this Mishnah has another upper limit. Ha'omer sheyesh bo sasaim u'shechacho en u'shecha. If a single sheaf has two sa worth of grain, u'shechacho, and it's forgotten, it's overlooked, eno shecha, it still doesn't have a din of shecha, meaning there's no prohibition to go back and collect that large sheaf. A sa'a can be thought of as being a six-pack of two-liter bottles, let's say of water. So you can imagine one sa'a is a large six-pack of two-liter bottles, and sa'asayim, two sa'a, are two six-packs of two-liter bottles. So if that is the size of the bundle of wheat, then it doesn't have a din of shecha, and one can go back and still collect it, even if he overlooked it when he was collecting the other bundles and bringing them into the final processing place. That would be true even if all of the bundles each were the size of sa'asayim, of two sa'a. Still, any individual bundle that has that size can't have a din of shecha. The reason why is, according to Bartanura, the pasuk says, Olo sashuv lekachto, you may not go back to collect what you forgot. So the drasha is only things which you could collect in a single, you know, all at once to, you know, shoulder the burden in one fell swoop, in one batch. That's what's subject to shecha. But once the sheaf is so large that it's the size of two sa'a, then a person couldn't carry it all at once, and therefore the verse doesn't apply to such a large sheaf. The second reason given is based on the verse which says, Veshechachta Omer Besadeh, defining that which is subject to the laws of Shecha as an Omer. An Omer is a sheaf. That's how it's described in Devarim Chaf Dalad Pasuk Yotes. So an Omer is a sheaf, but at some point the sheaf becomes too large. It becomes like a gadish, like a big haystack, like a big pile. And too large to be described with the word Omer. So when is the cutoff? When something is so large, it's no longer an Omer, but rather a Gadish? The answer is when it reaches the size of two sa'a. The Mishnah continues on with the following interesting question. What happens if you have two consecutive sheaves which together, in combination, add up to the size of two sa'a? So the Mishnah says, Shnei amarim uvehem sa'asayim, if you have two separate sheaves, but their aggregate size is that of sa'asayim. So Rabban Gamliel Omer, Laval Habayis. Rabban Gamliel holds that this also is not subject to shechcha, and the owner of the field may keep those two consecutively forgotten sheaves, since in total they add up to being two sa'a. The Chacham Omrim La'aniyim. The Chacham reject that, and they say, no, neither of the two rationales we said apply to two separate sheaves which add up to a total of two sa'a in size, because either A, each one can be picked up separately by an individual person, and therefore that verse would not restrict the status of it being shecha. Alternatively, we said the reason why is because it can't be so large, it loses the status of being an omer. But this being two separate piles, each one is an omer and not a gadish, and therefore, say the chacham, no matter how you slice it, both of the sheaves are shecha. So Rabban Gamliel, whose svar here hasn't been elucidated yet, says, "Amar Rabban Gamliel, v'chi me'rov ha'amarim yubi koch shel bal habayis ohura kocho." Rabban Gamliel is going to apply what seems to be like something like along the lines of a kol v'chomer. He's going to say, "Listen, I'll speak it out in loose English before translation first. Based on the previous Mishnah, we saw that when the number of sheaves gets sufficiently large, they now become exempt from the laws of shecha. So more sheaves equals stronger claim of the Baal HaBayis. Fewer sheaves means stronger claim of the Ani. So in this case, he says, he establishes that fact first, saying, Ki v'chi merov ha'amarim, with an increase in the number of sheaves, yubi koach shel Baal HaBayis, ohura kocho. Does it increase the strength of the claim of the owner of the field, or does it weaken his claim? Amrlo yupi kocho. No, they agree with him that more sheaves gives a stronger claim, because once you've passed, according to Beis Hillel, more than two, according to Beis Shammai, more than three, sheaves, then it no longer is subject to shichcha. So more does make a bigger claim. So therefore, says Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Lahem, Uma im bezman shu omer echad uvos asayim b'shechacho eno shichcha. He says, look, if it were a single omer, a single sheaf, and it had the volume of two saw, and one overlooked it, eno shichcha, it wouldn't have a din of shichcha. So then, all the more so, if it's shnei amarim, two sheaves, and an aggregate uvahem sasayim, they add up to a total of more than two saw, eno din, doesn't it logically follow, shlo yi shichcha, that they shouldn't be subject to shichcha? Amr lo lo, the rabbis say, no, that doesn't follow. Ima marta ba'omer echad, if you're talking about a single sheaf, shehu kagadish, if it's sufficiently large, it can be called a gadish, like a haystack, a stack. But tomer b'shnei amarim, could the same logic apply if you have two separate sheaves, shen kakrichos, each one is just a bundle, a small bundle, and therefore the exemption wouldn't apply, and therefore the halacha follows the chacham who rejected Rabbi Gamliel, that two separate sheaves, which in total add up to more than two saw, but individually each one is less than two saw, can be subject to shecha and must be left for the aniyim.